Hello?
Hi. Calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with news or media organization or a political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell you anything, and all of your answers are confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Well, thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
62.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
It's awfully costly to live in Grand Traverse County anymore.
From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? A right direction or wrong track?
Off track.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates or office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails, the LASH, and the ballot reads, "Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide fundings for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimate $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?"
I would vote no.
And would you definitely vote no or probably vote no?
Definitely vote no.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money it would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I would be opposed to this plan.
Okay. Following from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one. Improving local roads and infrastructure. Making housing more affordable. Reducing traffic and congestion. Holding the line of property tax and reducing government spending. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Improving public education and local schools. Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Protecting water quality and the water supply. Controlling growth and development or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
All of the above.
Okay. But which one's the most important to you from the ones I just read? I can read them for you one more time if you like.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first one says improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property tax and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, protecting natural areas like wildlife habitat.
Holding the line on property taxes.
Holding the line on property taxes, okay. And thank you again for your patience. You will be now given a list of organizations in the Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. The Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Grand Traverse County Government. Very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Your city and a township government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing? Too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them to spend it wisely.
Definitely do not trust them, or probably?
Definitely do not.
Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one, to promote local economic development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
To provide trails for working, for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained?
Ensuring the current trail is maintained.
You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you would be more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal. Here's the first one. A Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the County Commission in their decision-making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purpose.
I agree with that.
Are you much more likely to support it or somewhat more likely? Or somewhat less likely or much less likely to support it?
I'm still much less likely to support an increase.
The other one says there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Strongly agree.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Strongly agree.
The funds for this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Strongly agree.
Now, you will be giving statements in favor of this proposal to maintain its 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. This proposal would improve the construction new trail and across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Is this very convincing to you, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Strongly disapprove.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Strongly disagree.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
I strongly disagree.
Grand Traverse County trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Strongly disagree.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network of Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Strongly disagree.
Boardman, Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connection to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Strongly disagree.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County the trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Strongly disagree.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
I strongly disagree.
This proposal would provide more accessibility to open space, nature, wildlife, habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat agree.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and conduct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Strongly disagree.
And thank you for your patience. We're at 95%. We are almost done here. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails for Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, against this proposal.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain a 16 trail and plan a construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. This proposal would give millions more taxpayers dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Strongly agree.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philosophers should be on funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Strongly agree.
There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I strongly agree.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
I disagree with that.
not too convincing or not at all convincing? Which option do you want me to mark down for you?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This other one here says, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Somewhat agree.
This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Strongly agree.
And one final time, talking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, is it, in your own words?
No additional taxes.
No additional taxes?
We fund too many things as it is.
Okay, so I have no additional taxes. And we fund?
Yeah, we fund too many projects as it is.
And we fund too many projects as it is. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add on there, sir?
No.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We highly appreciate it. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the bill reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previous approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improve MIH beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $60,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish to confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, regardless of how you feel today. For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Democrat.
And with which political party are you affiliated?
Democrat.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
2 years of college for you? Okay.
4 years of college.
4 years of college, okay. And do you own or rent your home that you currently live in? And do you have any children?
It.
Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in
No.
your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background?
White.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. Enjoy your weekend, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.